So today's daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Aleph Beis, five lines from the bottom. Again, going through different cases. It's like a law school textbook, just going through different cases. So Ahuda Amalei Lechavrei. So a guy says to his friend, "My Bais Bahayara, what are you doing on this land?" Meaning, this is mine. What are you doing here? Amalei. So the nit on the, he says, "Miplanes Avinya, I bought this property from so and so. And I've been here for the years of a chazakah." Assumption being that is, I've been here for 3 years. So it is mine. I have a chazakah. That's why, because I don't have a shtar. I don't need the shtar anymore because I was here, been here for 3 years. So Amar Lei, so the Ma'arir says to him, wait a second. V'ha nikitna shtara d'zavin le'minei ha'arboishni. I have a shtar. I guess here's the shtar that shows that I bought this karka from the poor person who you claim bought the karka, but I bought it 4 years ago. So my shtar predates the beginning of your chazakah by a year. Therefore, you don't have a taina, because you didn't buy it from anybody. Get off, it's mine. I just proved that this karka is mine. Right, Rashi says, Rashbam says, the nimsa shekadam mekri l'chazakah shecha shana echas. My purchase precedes the beginning of your chazakah by a year. The at minay lo zavinte, and you didn't buy it from me, so I have a chazakah that's mine. You never claimed that you bought it for me. Hilka chazaka she'ena moitainahu. It's a chazaka that has no claim attached to it. And we know that chazaka she'ena moitainahu chazaka. It's not valid chazaka. Right? Shamocher lo yachol amocher lecha shekvar marcha likodem. That guy could not have sold it to you because couldn't have legally sold it to you because he sold it to me. So Amar Lei, so the guy says back to him, wait, I said shnei chazaka. Misa vart shnei chazaka tlash shnei kaminan. You think that I said shnei chazaka, I said 3 years. That's what people, I didn't mean 3 years. Shnei chazaka tuva kamina. I said many years of a chazaka. Meaning I've established a chazaka already. You interpret chazaka as meaning specifically 3 years. I established as a chazaka already, even before you came here. Right? In Amarava, avidi inchi, the karul shnei tuva shnei chazaka. People oftentimes say that I have a chazaka and they mean more than 3 years. They mean whatever it is, but they don't necessarily mean specifically 3 years.
So he obviously means more than
4 also. So very good. So Hanimili, so on the Gemara sake says, Hanimili the Achla Sheva. He has to have been on that, he has Adim somehow, that he has been there for 7 years. Why? The Kadim Chazaka Lahaishtar Dahach. Because he has to establish the Chazaka prior to the time where this guy's star is.
Yeah,
that's
at least 4.
Why? It has to be 7. It has to be 4 years. He says three.
4 plus 3.
Yeah, so he has to predate it. According to the high star, right? About shis, but if it was just 6 years, meaning he was 6 years,
so we wouldn't have had that.
He only had 2. Then the original owner is clearly making a macha by selling it to person B. He makes a macha. The person A is not the rightful owner. So therefore, he has to have it predated by three. He has to predate the shtar by a minimum of 3 years.
Wasn't just this? Where you been for the last 4 years?
It's a shtar.
So what?
So what's the difference? It's a shtar. To have a shtar, it's my land.
Well, clearly, this guy had a shtar also.
Well, first of all, who says that they're both living on the land right now? But second of all, I have a shtar. I have a. Who said that they were? It says they have a shtar.
So shtar beats chazaka.
If you have, if my shtar predates your chazaka, yeah. A shtar predates your chazaka. You said you've been here for 2015, 2016, 2017. I have a shtar that says I bought this in 2014. Not only that, you didn't claim that you bought it from me. You claimed you bought it from somebody else. It's a chazaka sheni motaina.
You claimed you bought the same person. That's why.
The chazaka only established the burden of the proof.
Right, but even so, he has no claim.
The shtar is the proof.
The guy sold it to me. I predate you. You came in, you said you bought it from that guy. You never said you bought it to me. I'm the one making the claim. You have no claim against me. You didn't say you bought it from me. You bought it from the other guy. Right?
Although if many means 10, then he stopped.
If what?
If many years means 10, then he's stuck.
If many years means 10, then who's stuck?
Then the guy who said, I've been here for 7 years.
No, but the guy says, I have a star. The guy specifically says, I have a star that I bought it. You have to look at what the words are. I have a star that I bought it for 4 years ago. It doesn't say 10, he says 4 years.
No, he says many.
The guy who's sitting there says many.
See, the problem I have with this whole thing is...
Okay, let's do the case again. Let's do the case again.
The problem is they're both bought from the same person.
Yeah, but one has a shtar that proves that I bought it before you established your chazaka.
I got it.
And a chazaka only works if you have a claim against the person who's claiming against you. Claiming I bought it from you. I got it as a matana. I'm claiming I bought it from somebody else. It's impossible because I bought it from that person beforehand. So there's no taina. So the honeymoon ochas. Okay, fine. Next case. Ze omer shel avosai. One guy, Reuven says this. And here it's not clear that one of them is actually sitting on the land or not. It probably is. Ze omer shel avosai. This guy says, Reuven says, this land is my inheritance, is from the land of my forefathers. I got it as a Yerusha. Ze omer shel avosai. And the other one says, no, it's from my forefathers. Big dispute. Ha iso sahade dahavosahi. So Reuven brings witnesses that, yeah, this is his inheritance. He brings witnesses that this karka belonged to his father, is one to his father, and therefore it's his. Vaha isi sahadi da achla shnei chazaka. And Shimon, who also claimed that it was his forefathers, brings a proof now that he sat there for shnei chazaka. So what you have here is, yeah, guy says, I have shnei chazaka. So Rava says, I have a migo here. I could have made a better claim. He goes, malo l'shaker, yibayi amal aminach, zavan, even bayi, the guy, who takes Shimon in this case, who claims that he sat there, he has witnesses that he sat there for Shnei Chazaka, he could have claimed, or made a winning claim, yeah, this was your forefathers, but I bought it from you, and I sat here for Shnei Chazaka. Therefore, he should win. He has a Migo. And a Migo is, everyone has to say this, a Migo, how does Migo work?
Since I could have said this, but I didn't.
So how does that work? Since I could have said this, therefore what? Believe me that
Believe me when I say this, because I could have said that way.
Correct. So that's stating what amigo is. So how does amigo work? What's the lundus behind? What?
How does it work in this case is the problem.
Why?
Well, because in this case is what's your better claim.
Every amigo is what's your better claim.
No.
Yes, it is.
Every amigo is you have a better claim.
So he has a better claim here.
What's the better claim?
Could have bought it from you. I bought it from you. He claims. He claims, I say that it's my from my forefathers, and I have witnesses that I've been here for 3 years. The other guy says it was my forefathers. Well, the guy could have claimed, because he has Shnei Chazaka, he has witnesses that he sat here for 3 years, is he could have simply said, this was your forefathers, I bought it from you. And then he would have won, because I bought it from you as a Taina, and I have witnesses that I've been here for 3 years. That's a better claim. Here he's only claiming it belongs to my forefathers. But he could have claimed that it bought it from you. That's amigo.
That's talking about the other guy, actually.
The other guy only claims it belongs to my forefathers. But he has no witnesses that he sat there for Shnei Chazaka.
He has zero. He hasn't even had the shot. He has nothing.
He has witnesses that belong to his forefathers.
Great. But he hasn't been here.
Right. So Rubber says, I have amigo. I could have made a better claim. Shimon could have made a better claim that I bought it from you. So amigo works one of two ways, according to Rav Chaim Wasserman, and brings down the Kovetz Yurim. That there's what's called, Migo could even mean sort of what Yoni was saying, that, listen, believe me with my weaker claim B, because I could have made a better claim A. Why didn't I make the better claim? I said, believe me, I have Nemanus, because you would have believed me. The other side to say is that because I had a better claim, so the Nemanus of that claim, that Nemanus now is attached to my claim here. The Nachumina is how you work it out.
Even if you don't use it?
Of course, even if you don't use it. That's the definition of Migo. That's what Migo means. Believe me when I say B, because I could have said A. That's the definition you gave me 2 minutes ago. So, Mali the Shaker, Ibai Amalach Minachsevit Nachsevit Chazaka. Amalei Bai, what are you talking about over here? Is where I thought you were going, Mati. Migo has certain rules. You can't say Migo Lamafreya. You can't say Migo doesn't work against Ashtar. Migo doesn't work against Aden. What's the Migo? The Migo was, right, Amalei Bai, Mali the Shaker, Bimaka Aden Lo Amrinan. You can't say amigo against an edim. So look at Rashbam, he explains. Talmido Abaye Malu Shaker. Klomar, it's the last wider line on top. Klomar, Ayide Hai Migo de Malu Shaker, Lo Yiske Bekarka. Because of this Migo, which is Malu Shaker, Migo is the same thing, Reuven would not get to Karka. Shere Edim Machishim as Dvarav, Shom Shalavosa of the Idahu. Because the Edim contradict what his better claim would be. They didn't contradict. They said, they didn't contradict him, actually. He claims it belonged to my forefathers. And believe me, because I could have claimed a better claim. But I can't even believe you on this claim. Because they didn't contradict you. You say that it belonged to your fathers. The Edom say, he has Edom, said it belongs to his fathers. So it's Edom, Migo B'makom Edom. And then he says, V'gam ha-chazaka eino klum. Not only that, the chazaka that he claims here is worthless. Sharei eini montaina, kim taina sheker. He doesn't have a taina. The chazaka, that chazaka doesn't work. Why? Because the chazaka has to, again, the chazaka has to have a claim. Someone comes and makes a claim, a complaint against me. I have to say I either bought it from you, or I got it from you, got it as a Yerusha, or someone gave it to me as a Matana. I have to somehow contradict what you're trying to say. This guy says it's my forefathers, and this guy says it's my forefathers. So you have no claim. So what do you do with the property? So it seems to me that sort of that each side is canceled out, and whoever was the muhsuk at the time this whole thing began still retains it until the other person brings a raya to take it out.
It's insane that my forefathers owned it as the taina.
Yeah, but it's not a taina against the person who's coming to complain. You have to make a claim to the person who's coming against you. I bought it from you. You gave it to me as a present. That's what chataina is. That's what Rashbam, that's what we've been saying since the beginning of the parak. You have to have a taina, meaning
I
you
have... But the taina that...
But it's not a valid taina to go against what the person's claiming. The person's claiming it's my forefathers. So what do you have to say to reject that? Yeah, it was your forefathers, but I bought it. You're right, it was your forefathers. You sold it to me. But just to say it's my forefathers doesn't contradict yours, because it doesn't go against what you're saying. Right? Just doesn't challenge that. You could say it was your forefathers, but my forefathers bought it from them. Something like that to sort of address or attack the complaint. Okay, so Amar Le'Abai, Amal Yishakim Malkam Eidim Lo'Arminin. So the problem is that Amal Yishakim Malkam Eidim is clear in the Mishnayos. What is Rava saying here? Rava can't be saying that he holds that you can say amigo b'malkam Eidim. So you have to look into why he says that, how that works. What's the machlokas over here? Hada Amar Le'Abai. So I guess this Reuven guy sees that he's not winning. So Hada Amarle says, then he says, in, you know what? The Avasachi. It did belong to your forefathers. I admit that. Remember, I have witnesses that's my forefathers, and I sat here for Shnei Chazaka. You came to me and you complained, why are you sitting here? It belonged to my forefathers. So he says, you're right. The Avasachi, this is what we were saying before, Yoni. The Avasachi, vizavan taminach. But I bought it from you. Really, the karka did belong to your forefathers, but I bought it. There's a taina. You didn't say I bought it. All you said that it belonged to my forefathers. You said stay avosai. Avahada amrei de avosi. And when I said the avosi, what I really meant that it belonged to my forefathers is the samich alaike de avosi. I was so confident in it as if it was my ancestral land because I bought it from you. That's why to me it felt like it was my ancestral land because I had the rights of an ancestral land because I bought it from you. That's what he meant to say. So then what happens? So now he makes a claim. Now what happens? I'm sitting on the karka. You come to me and you say, that belonged to your forefathers. I say, I bought it from your forefathers. I was a star and I've been here for 3 years. So then it belongs to me. Problem that you have now, as the Gemara gets into, is when he sort of changed his claim. Are you allowed to change your claim? You said A, and then you sort of you pivoted and said sort of B. You didn't say B, you said A and gave it a different explanation. You gave a different spin. Can you do that?
So it doesn't mean A, you're lying?
Does it mean you were lying? It's sort of the question. He says, Toein v'chozer v'toein? Oh, ain't Toein v'chozer v'toein? That's the question now. Can you make a taina, see that the taina is going nowhere, and sort of pivot on your taina? Now, lying, to say something completely different, I don't think you can. Rashbam says... He says, the Samech Alayda Achid Avasi, I don't know if you see that, Rashbam. He says, Hayisi Somech Umuftach Arkarkozo Ki Ilu Hishal Avosai. I was so confident and I was so reliant on this property as if it belonged to my forefathers. Lefisha Chazati Ba Beshufi Be'edim. Because I sat here, I got Chazaka Beshufi, we said before, is constant, right? Ube Edim, and I had Edim. Bekanisi Me'avosecha. And I bought it from your forefathers. Uboi Gemara, so the Gemara then asks, Toin v'chozer v'toin. Yochel adam l'tome v'beisdin, shetoin v'beisdin, mashu rotze v'chozer v'toin, l'sakein devarav, harishonim. Can a guy then sort of explain his wording? He's not contradicting his wording. He's not saying, oh, well, when I said it belonged to my forefathers, I meant I bought it from you. That's not what he's saying. It's sort of what he's saying. He said, I meant I bought it from my forefathers, meant I used the word forefathers in such a way that meant that I was so confident in my forefathers. I mean, he's sort of fixing his words. He's explicating his words. So Ula Amar, Ula says, Toin v'chozer v'toin. In that case, you can. You can explain your words. And the Harde Amar, no, it's a one-shot deal. You make your claim, that's it. Eino Toin v'chozer v'toin. So again, look at the next Rashbam. Ula Omer, Toin v'chozer v'toin. Toin v'bezdin mashu rotze. You make the claim in Bezdin. V'chozer achari kein liton dvarim acherim, litaretz dvarim harishonim. You can then you can be recalled to the stand again. You can redirect. And come to stand again to explain your words. Even though they contradict your first statement a little bit. Now that you've got a complete contradiction. It's an explanation that has a little, you add a little nuance to what you said.
He's basically throwing out whatever will work. That's what he's
right, but he can. But can he do it in such a way where it's a plausible explanation? Can he do on redirect? Can he do that? He can't contradict himself, but can he sort of do it in a way to explicate? Which means basically saying, no, you didn't understand. Let me expand on my words. So Ula says yes, and Hardai say no. Says no, but I think now they address what your concern is. But he says Umodi Ula Hecha de Amr Shel Avosai Vilo Shel Avosecha Deiner Toin V'Chol Zvertoin. Had in the original claim, the guy said no. It was my forefathers, it was never your forefathers. Then he can't come back and say, oh, what I meant by my forefathers was that it was I was so somech on it because I bought it from your forefathers. Can't be, because now he's completely contradicting the words. His initial words were, it was never your forefathers. Now he's saying, I bought it from your forefathers. That's a contradiction. That he can't do. Right? The next Rashbam, that towards the end, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines before they get wider. He says, "Sharei oker legamrei dvarim harishonim," because now you're completely uprooting what you previously said. You previously said it was never your forefathers. Now I'm saying I bought it from you, which means it was your forefathers. You can't do that. So that's where Ula agrees, and also Ula agrees the hecha dehave kai beitina velo ta'an v'asa me abrai v'ta'an eno chozer toin. The case also would be, let's say I make my first claim in Beis Din. And then I say, oh, I can't believe I've lost. I go outside of Beis Din, and then I come back in afterwards. There, even Ula agrees you can't be chozer v'toin, because there, as the Gemara points out, the reason why you're doing it is because my taima ta'anate agmere. Someone taught you outside. You went outside, now you're not really making the claim. You're not explaining yourself in Beis Din. You went outside, and you bumped into your neighbor, to your friend, to your lawyer, who says, no, go back in and say this. That's not your real claim. Someone's coaching you. If someone's coaching you like that, then you can't do it. The case that we're talking about, apparently, now is I make the claim in Beis Din, and the guy makes that complete claim. He says, oh, no. What I meant to say, we did the same spot right when he's there. So he's reevaluating the situation, and he's explaining what he said. But once he goes outside, then he's not really explaining what he says. Then he's making something new. Someone must have told him what you should have said. You should have said this. Okay, but
so,
I didn't.
So if the lawyer's coaching him what to say in court, it's okay?
Seems to be it's okay if it's in the court. Seems to be it's okay. I don't know if the lawyer's coaching him or not, but don't take me literally. Take the Gemara literally. But the Gemara says that the Gemara says if he's in the court, yes. If he went outside the court and then comes back in, that's a problem. And the Hardai says, right? The Hardai says you can. It's eno chozer toin, but he admits that you can. He admits that you can. Hecha de amrale shel avosai shel lechume avosecha de chozer toin. If I say there's no contradiction, it's just an expansion. You said it's avosai, and I said it's avosai, and then I come back. Wait. When I said avosai, my forefathers, they bought it from your forefathers. There's no contradiction at all there in the statement. That's just explanation, right? Rashi says, it should take me a couple of days. Rashbam says, third line in, umodin nahardai bezesha tal mitchila shel avosai. The guy said originally shel avosai. The chazav etan shel avosai shelakhu me avosecha. There, the chozer v'toin mehemon. Why? The eno oker dvarv harishonim klal. He's not uprooting anything that he says, right? Elo mosif alehen. He's just adding to them. So therefore, what? The kevon dehechzik b'shaloshonim. And since he also had the chazaka of shaloshonim, mokmin lebiyadei, because the chazaka sheishim atainihi. Because that's a chazaka that has a claim. You're making a complaint against me. What am I doing in your land? It's my forefathers. I said I sat here for 3 years. And what's my taina? And my forefathers bought them from your forefathers. So I have a taina that goes against your complaint. Because then you have the migo. Everyone agree here. The mal shaker. Now he has mal shaker. He has a migo. The boy Omar, he could have said, "Minachzavinte v'chal shnei chazaka." I said it belonged to my forefathers who bought it from your forefathers. I could have said I bought it directly from you, which would also have been a good claim. So because I said I bought it from you, believe me when I say that I bought it from your forefathers. He's going to be believed. And now it's not a Migul Makam Adim, because he's not contradicting Adim. He's saying, you're right, the Adim are correct, they belong to your forefathers. My forefathers bought it from your forefathers. And then I sat there for 3 years, so it's mine. Okay. Amar Meimar.
He doesn't really have proof.
What proof does he need? he has a chazakah for 3 years, and he makes a claim that I bought it from you. That's the proof.
He doesn't have any written.
He doesn't need written proof. He has the chazakah. It's the whole point of the 3 years. That's why the parak's called cheska sabatim, because you have a chazakah. Amar Ameimar. So Ameimar says, Anon Naharda Ana. I am from Nahardai. So if he's from Nahardai, he should hold Eno Chozer V'Toein, but nevertheless, Sphirali the Toein the Chozer V'Toein. I'm still going to hold like Ula, that Chozer V'Toein, even though I'm from Nahardai, who argued on Ula, V'Hilchasa Toein V'Chozer V'Toein. And the lach is, you can be Chozer V'Toein with the caveats that we put in before, that it can't completely contradict, it only can be contradictions. And it can only be if you did it in Beis Din, not after you left and then came back in. Okay. Next case. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. Reuven says, this karka belonged to my forefathers. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. And this says, and Shimon says, it belongs to my forefathers. And Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. Ha Aiti Sahadi Da Avosai V'Achlo Shnei Chazaka. So Reuven brings witnesses that it belonged to his forefathers, and those witnesses also testify that Reuven's been here for the requisite chazaka period. And Shimon only has witnesses that says that he was there for Shnei Chazaka, but he does not have witnesses that it was Shel Avosai. So what do you? So if you line up the witnesses, you know, cross them out, right? Cross like your fractions, you know, cross them out. What do you have left? What you have left is one guy having witnesses that he's been here for that it belonged to his forefathers, and the other guy doesn't have those witnesses, so it belongs to the guy who has the extra pair of witnesses, and that extra pair, the extra testimony. So Amar Rav Nachman, that's what he says. Okay, achila bade achila, cancel out the achila against the achila, but okay, arav cheskas ahavasa, and leave the land in the chazak in the hand of the person who has witnesses that it belonged to his forefathers. The other guy has nothing, has no claim. He has witnesses that I had a chazaka. I also have witnesses that I had a chazaka. Right. So Rashbam says, Amar Rav Nachman, first white line, Eidus l'achila batla, it's betela, Eidus l'achila is no, the oki Eidus l'achila can negate Eidus l'achila, v'ayri machishim zedzeh, they contradict each other, cancel them out. Aval Eidus da ha'avosah, lo itchash Eidusan kayemes umokim yadei, the Eidus of forefather, the Eidus of it belonging to my family, that was not contradicted, and therefore that's valid testimony, and give it to him. So Amalei Rava says, what are you talking about? This is contradictory Aedus. Contradictory Aedus means not that you just cancel out the testimony, you cancel the Aedim. You knocked him out. Right? Rashi's response says, Ha Aedus Mukshesh he, last line, Kevon Dahani Beis Kitos Machisho Zeh. Once these two sets of Aedim, they're contradicting each other. One of them is certainly lying. Both of them can't be right.
We're assuming that the period of Chazaka was simultaneous.
I think so. Or they don't have proof that it's different.
Right. Because if one was consecutive, does the later one override the earlier one?
He has to have a claim. He doesn't have a claim yet. Because he didn't... who did you say he bought it from you? He claims it belongs to my forefathers. Right. It would be Chazaka Sheini Motaina.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. He says, well, Kevon, the honey based kitos machisho zozo, they contradict each other. Achas mehen psula l'chol yidu shavolim. One of them is a liar, and therefore the pasul eidus. We don't know which one is lying, but one set is certainly lying. How can you rely on either set? So suffer that one of these guys is posleidus. But achrish ein levar ezapsula ti butleidus nagamre. You don't just cancel out the contradictory testimony. You cancel out the contradictory edus because it goes now as a psul in the witnesses themselves, not just in what they said. So amrale. So Rav Nachman disagrees. He says nihid it kachesh ba'achilasa in a chanami. They're contradictory edus when it comes to the nechazaka, but ba'avasam it kachish. But when it came to the second part of the testimony, again, he's just repeating himself, sort of. He's saying that edus is still alive, right? Rashi's response says edus shalavasakayim uva kol modim bo. Everyone agrees that it belonged to your forefathers. Because no, I don't know if anyone agrees, but he's arguing that you cancel out the testimonies, not that you cancel out the witnesses. So Lema, let us say, Rava v'Rav Nachman, b'plukta d'Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda k'mivlagi. Maybe this machlok has been Rava, who says the entire testimony is cancelled out. And Rav Nachman says, no, we just cancelled. So Rava says the Edom are cancelled out. And Rav Nachman says just that the contradictory testimony is cancelled out. Maybe they're arguing the same point that Rav Huna and Rav Chizda argued. The Itmar, We said in the Beis Medrash, Shnei Kite Idim Hamachishim Zod Zo. So I have two witnesses, there's a complaint, two sets of witnesses come, and they contradict each other. Reuven borrowed from Shimon, Reuven did not borrow from Shimon. Reuven paid him back, Reuven did not pay him back. Whatever they have, because at the time you said he paid him back, Reuven was with me, no way he could have paid you back at that time. Contradictory testimony. So Amrav Huna, so these guys, again, so that we have now, one of them is certainly a liar. Can these test guys, these Edim, testify in a different case? Or do we say, no, they're Edus Mukhashos, they're Apostle Edus. So Amrav Huna, Zo Babethnei Atzma Ida, Vizo Babethnei Atzma Ida. Rav Huna says that each set of witnesses can come independent of the other set and testify in a different case, because there's no 100% certainty that these people are Apostle Edus. So therefore they can each come. Rashbam points out, though, you have to make sure that you can't combine. You can't take one aid from set A and one aid from set B and then combine them in the next, because there for sure you have one of them is Apostle Edus and then you only have one aid. So Rav Huna says you can combine them. Rav Huna says they can go and testify in a different case. Right? Zebob if they atzma me'ida, Vizobob if they atzma u me'ida. Rav Chizda Amar, Bahadi Sade Shak Milamli. Why do I need to deal with any of these witnesses? They're possible that they're liars. So I'm not gonna deal with them. It's a separate case where they're not going against the witnesses that contradict them. So what? I have the possibility that these people are liars. Rav Chizda lines up with Rava, and Rav Huna is gonna line up with Rav Nachman. So Lema, Rav Nachman to Amar Rav Huna. Let's say that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna, right? Rashbam says why? Shemachsir edus to avoso shehedu edim uchushim tainu edus acheres lo huchshuba. The Rav Huna shechsirim be edus acheres lo huchshuba. Rav Nachman basically says if there is testimony upon which they are not contradicted, we will believe them. So to Rav Huna, since there is edus that they're not contradicted, a separate case, we're going to believe them. And Rava k'Rav Chizda, and Rava is going to hold like Rav Chizda, who says no. Once you have the possibility that they were contradicted, it doesn't just go to the testimony, it goes to the essence of the witnesses themselves. These witnesses are Suffolk Posseledus. So I'm not going to believe them here, in the case over here, and I'm not going to believe in the case of where they go to a separate, to another, they have another case, I'm not going to believe them. So the word is, you're right. Aliba the Rav Chizda kuliyami lo pligi. There's no way that Rav Nachman can line up Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says you cannot take one of these sets of Edim and apply them into a different case, because he says the Edus is knocked out. Rav Nachman, who says that I believe that all I do is cancel out the testimony and then believe in what's left over, can't hold like Rav Chizda. That's out the window. Right? Kuli amar lo pligi. Ki pligi al yidu Rav Huna. The machlokes between Rav and Rav Nachman could be even within Rav Huna. Rav Nachman k'Rav Huna. We said Rav Nachman, we said clear, holds like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says as long as the testimony that they're making was not contradicted, they can still testify. So too, they can go to a different case and testify. But Rava will say, you know what, I also hold a Rav Huna. Ad kam lakom Rav Huna el edus acheres, aval osa edus lo. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said that these witnesses who are contradicting in case A, this set of witnesses can then go testify in case B. Totally unrelated case. Here, these witnesses were contradicted in case A. You can't allow them to continue to testify in case A. They're still talking about the same karka. They're still talking about the same cases in front of them. So they were contradicted. They're out. Yes, in a different case they may be able to testify, but not in this case. So even though only the testimony about the chazaka was contradicted, even their testimony about that belonging to someone's forefathers was also canceled out, because you're dealing here with the same case. He says there's a difference between this case and a separate case.
But in case A, there's only 50% chance that they're puzzled.
That's 50% more than needed.
But it's not 100% proof. It's only 50%.
But they're canceled out. It's Edus Mukheshes. He holds if you're canceled out, if there's contradictory testimony to your testimony in a case, you're out from that case. You're contradicted. You're out.
But we still don't know which set is possible.
So that's why in the future, Rav Huna will agree that one from set A and one from set B can't go together. But the two of them together can testify in a separate case. Just not in this case. Okay. So after what happened, so what happens afterwards? So if Nachman does this Maisa, and he says, okay, what happened? I mean, he leaves the Karka, I guess, he makes the thing, and he leaves the Karka, because he held that the guy who had the witnesses, whose witnesses testified both things, Chazaka and Avosai, he has the better claim. So he gives the Karka to the person who had Avosai. So Hadar Aite Sahadi da Avosahi comes out afterwards. The second guy says, wait a second, I walk into court, I brought witnesses that I had here for Shnei Chazaka. I said, I'm good. Then this guy walks in, that he has witnesses of Shnei Chazaka, and he has witnesses going to his forefathers. Had I known that he has witnesses, that he was going to bring witnesses about this, I would have brought my other witnesses who also testified that belonged to my forefathers. Let me go get them. So now he goes and he gets them, and he comes back to Rav Nachman and says, I also have witnesses that belong to my forefathers.
That's discovery.
What do you mean that's discovery?
Part of the discovery, you can find out what the other side has.
Who says it's discovery in Talmudic times? You're imputing something that happens now to what happened then. So he says, I'm going to go bring those now. The problem is now is Rav Nachman already paskin. Okay, if this guy who's now bringing the other witness, let's say the karka was his, it was taken from him, and was given to the other person. So now he's coming back with his witnesses. They'll all, if it was done at the same time, they would all have canceled out, and we would have left the land of where it was. So, right? So he's coming back now, he says, give me back my land. So I'm Rav Nachman, and Nachman says, okay, fine. Ana achtinei, ana maskinei. I took it out from him, I'll give it back to him. Now it belongs to him. I mean, he has the testimony, let's continue. And I'm not concerned, and I'm not going to concern for a zilzal that's going to look bad on Beis Din, that's sort of going bad. People always say, wait, what's Beis Din doing? First giving it to him, then giving it to him, they don't know what they're talking about. Rav Nachman says, no, I want to get it right. I'm going to get it right, and therefore they both have these witnesses, and I'm going to put there. Tosfos just points out, the case is, it says, ani achtinle, ana maskinle, it must be a case where, Tosfos says, it must be the case where this guy who's now getting his second set of edim, he must have been the muksak to begin with, it was taken from him, and now given him back. But Dari also says it possibly could be that neither of them was holding on to the property. It was just out there. But if that's the case, then what do I mean I took it out and give it back? Meaning I took it out, meaning I gave it to somebody, and then when I take it out from his property, I take it out from his property and leave it to where it was before, which is basically now Kol Del Mvar, whoever, you know, it's left out. But they lean towards the first shot where it was taken out from person A, give it to person B. Now person A realizes he has these other witnesses, and give it back to person A. Who says, Lusa de Medina lo chashinan. So Masi Rava asks on this psak, how do you not concern for Zilusa de Medina? The Itamer Rabbi Zeira, some say it was Rabbi Zeira. Following case, you have a woman whose husband, case of Yavamas, woman whose husband went overseas. Shnayim Omrim Mace. Two testify that he's dead, therefore go marry somebody else. No, you, nothing. Go, I guess he died. If you have children, you have to leave him, but go get married. And some say he didn't die. Now, I don't know how they can testify he didn't die. They don't know, but they can testify that these two witnesses, it would have been impossible for them to test them, to know that the guy died, because the date that they gave the guy died, he was with us in the hotel. So it's not possible. Not Zomim, so I'm not going to say that you were with us, but the guy, the subject of testimony, was with us. Right, because and Shnayim Omrim Nizgarsha, or two testify that there was a divorce. Shnayim Omrim Lo Nizgarsha, two say it was not a divorce. She didn't accept it; it never reached her hand. It was too far away from her. They testify it was not a divorce. Hare Lo Tinasei, she cannot get married because it's a suffix. She can't get married. The Imnesis, but if she did, if she got married, b'diavad, you know, against the rules. Lo Seitzei, we do not force her to get divorced. The Mishnah says. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Menachem says. Teitzei, she does have to get divorced because there's a major suffix here that she's still an Eishes Ish. But Amar Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Amosai ni Omer Teitzei. When do I say that she has to get divorced and leave this second husband? It's Bizman Shabo Edim Viacharkach Nisis. It's when the witnesses came first and then she got married. The witnesses came, that says that her husband was not dead, and then she got married. No, she's out. Aval Nises, but if she got married, I'll pee the first witnesses. Aval Nises, v'acharkach bo edim, and then the second set of witnesses come afterwards, then hare lo teitze. We're not going to force her to get divorced, because Beis Din already paskin. And if we tell her now that she has to get divorced, it's a zilzal to Beis Din. So, you see Rav Nachman? You see that we do choshes for a zilzal to Beis Din. I don't know why he doesn't say, well, I don't hold like Rav Nachman, because I hold like the other Tanakhama that didn't give that caveat as to when it would be. But you see here that Rav Nachman is Choshesh v'zilzul Beis Din, and you, Rav Nachman, are not Choshesh v'zilzul Beis Din, because you, when the guy said, oh, I have those other edim, after you're already paskin, you took the land back, and gave the land back to him. So Amrlei, so Rav Nachman says to him, you know what? Ana svil mevdi uvda, I thought that I was doing the right thing. Hashda d'osvin at, now that you asked me kasha from this brisa, and also v'osam Rav Hamnuna b'Suria, apparently Rav Hamnuna from Suria also asked him a kasha, we don't have record of what that kasha was. Lo avdina be'uvda, maybe I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that, my side. I shouldn't take it back and give it back to the first guy.
Didn't we learn, I think it was in Gittin, that when you have two witnesses, you don't need a base in the base, and you only need it when you have one new witness about the death of the husband?
I don't know.
The one witness for sure needs, no, the one witness needs a basin. Correct. And when there's two witnesses, you don't need a basin. I don't know.
I don't remember that. So he seems to be Rav Nachman. He seems to be closer. You know what? I shouldn't have done that. Nevertheless, nafak, but avaduvda. He said, in the end, he said, he left it. He said, you're right. You know what? Despite all the questions you have of me, I'm taking the land back from Shimon. I'm giving it back to Reuven because he brought the witnesses. Not what's going on. You just had the kasha on the brisa, the kasha from Avuna. You admitted to it. And nevertheless, you're going according to your original psak. So he said, so first, they thought that Rav Nachman made a mistake. And maybe he forgot that he was going to be chozer. And the lohi, but he didn't make a mistake. Elam Yishum, Desalyav, Ashle Riri, Riv, Rav Rive. That he, I guess he hung his hat on strong chains. Meaning he has to be somichon. He has to be somichon. He's going to bring down other Tanayim who hold that we're not koshish for the Zilzul Basin, and I'll be hold on them. That's Rav Menachem, and I'm going to hold like these other. I'm going to hold like these other Tanayim. Ditanan, we have the Mishnah in Ksuvos says as follows: Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain malin lekahuna al pi eight echad. You can't establish someone to be a kohen just if on one on the testimony of one. Again, to establish someone to be a kohen back then didn't mean he just got a first aliyah and he tuchened. It means he ate truma and he got matnos kahuna. It was a bigger deal, and it was a lot. And there were raisos and chiyuv misos and stuff like that that would attach to it, right? It's a big pigeon of bench. It's not as big a deal, right? It's not. So what? What would happen? What would happen to a guy who was not nifteh?
I can tell you with my brother, he had to do it twice because the.
But what would happen if he didn't do it the second time?
Nothing.
Nothing. He wouldn't be redeemed. But what would be the ramifications of that?
That's it.
Nothing. The Grawl used to go around to every Cohen that he saw, giving him pigeon money to be because he was afraid that maybe he wasn't that it wasn't done correctly. Right?
At the time of the Tanaim, were the Kahuna families still known? I mean, did they?
Apparently, yeah. They seem to be eating truma even after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. They still had it. They seem to. I'm talking about. They seem to be. And some of the Tanaim, again, the Tanaim also. It's only redacted in the year 200. But it's also talking about things that may have taken place during the times of the Beis Hamikdash.
In Bavel.
In Bavel, they were as well.
Interesting.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Okay. That's not as controversial as the bears.
No, it's not.
So the Tan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Malin Lekahuna Al Pi Eid Echad, and Amar Rabbi Elazar says, when do we not listen to the testimony of one witness to establish somebody as a Kohen? It's B'makom Sheyesh Urin. It's only if two people are coming and saying that, listen, you're not a Kohen, your mother was Pasul to the Kahuna, your father got divorced, or whatever it was. Right, Ava b'makom she'ain orim. But if there's no orim, meaning just a Rashbam says it's just a laz, something. There's a rumor mill that went out, but there's no orim. Then ma'ali l'kun al pi echad, eight echad. Then even eight echad is enough to dispel a rumor. Eight echad is not enough to dispel orim, right? But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer says Mishum Rav Shimon ben Askan, right? Rav Shimon ben Askan. What's a skan? Skan's a deputy kohen. So already talking about is sort of if you take the chronology of this Mishnah, you're quoting the skan. Must mean that you're talking about somebody at the times during, you know, more temple areas. So Rav Shimon ben Askan, Ma'alin l'kun al pi'echad. You can establish kun al pi'echad. So the Gemara is going to say right away, wait a second, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hayna Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is the same thing as Rabbi Elazar. This is going to continue all the way down. You want to do tomorrow's daf also? So I'm giving tomorrow, so we can go as far as we can. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar... It's a Hainu Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Rav Elazar. It's the same thing. It looks like the last thing, the statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel that says, you are Mylin al Piyed Echad, is the same thing as Rav Elazar who says, you are Mylin al Piyed Echad. What's the difference? So, V'chi Tema Ir Irchad Ikabinayu. Maybe you'll say that the difference between the two of them as to whether or not the person making the complaint against the Kohen, it's one witness. Orim, we said, is plural. What happens to only one guy? We talked about two witnesses. And we're talking about a rumor. What happened if it's one witness saying that he's not Kohen? The chitim ir chad ikabinayu. Rav Elazar savar ir chad. Rav Shimon Gamliel savar ir trei. So maybe Rav Elazar will hold that ir chad is okay. It's sufficient complaint against the Kohen, and therefore a one witness is not sufficient. But Rav Shimon Gamliel savar ir trei that the only time one witness sees a Kohen is sufficient is the only time one witness is not sufficient if there are two witnesses against him. So he says, no, v'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan l'divrei kol ein arav ha'chashnayim. That can't be. Everyone holds that an iror, a complaint against a Kohen, is only valid if there are two witnesses. So if one witness says he's not a Kohen, then another witness can say he's a Kohen, he's back to being a Kohen. If there's a rumor that says he's not a Kohen, and there's one witness who says he's a Kohen, he's a Kohen. If there are two witnesses that say he's not a Kohen, and one witness says he is, then we got a problem. Okay, but that's like, so what's the difference now? What's the difference now between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar? So Ella, ir or tre. It's talking about where two witnesses come and claim that this guy is not a Kohen. V'hacha b'may eskinan. So what's the case going on here? Again, we're trying to use this now here. It's going to be a proof to Rav Nachman. You know, we'll stop here. We'll do it tomorrow. We're trying to bring a proof to Rav Nachman, a proof to Rav Nachman that we're not choshes for Zilzul Beis Din.
Kaya.
No.
Mine.
Okay, we're still... We could, we'll,